meeting of the Zephyr Independent School District in order. Let the record show that a quorum of board members is present. And that this meeting has duly been called according to the Texas Meeting Act, Meeting Act 551. Roll call, please.
John Rockefeller.
Here.
Tori McLean.
Here.
Reed Hoods.
Here.
Dan Primrose is here. April Reedy. John Living. Joe Thomas is absent.
Reed?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for just all your many blessings in our life. We want to pray specifically for our neighbors down to the south who are just facing lots of uncertainty with all the flooding. Pray that you would be with them. Help disaster recovery be quick. We pray that during this time our focus would be on the needs for the school and that our thoughts and actions would be filled with wisdom. Be with everyone as we finish out the summer. Bring us all back to school safe and ready to start a new year. Pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
No further comments. Consider approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting held on June the 15th. By Reed to approve the minutes as presented and second by Jana. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Motion carried. Pay bills. Texas Medicaid and Health Overpayment Reimbursement.
So last year they paid us $24,000. They redid all of our stuff, said that people we got reimbursed for, their salaries didn't qualify, so they wanted $22,000 back.
So
we made $2,000.
Oh, okay.
I tried to call them and argue with it, but it didn't.
Motion made by Jana and a second by April to pay bills starting with check number 11838, ending with 11875 with no voids. Is that correct? No voids?
No.
Okay. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider transfers for 6.7 school years.
Should be up in your hand, in your pocket packet in there. The ones that we got, we had a few new ones. Where there's a teacher that we're going to hire for this FCCLA spot. She has three kids, twin pre-Kers and then a kindergartner. So.
Who is that?
Kayla Torres.
For 4 years, and she's going to.
Got a transfer from Brooksmith as a senior?
Wesley Hutchins, that's a.
Yeah, he loves.
Yes, that? Yeah. You guys? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We went to high school with him. Where I didn't. Actually, from kindergarten until I graduated with it.
You did it?
Yeah.
There was a couple new ones on there. One was coming from, they moved from Abilene to Bangs, and they just didn't really prefer Bangs, so they applied here, and then I got good reports on all of them, too. They're two kids, and...
Oh, Luke Christie. I talked to him last week. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the, his dad works at three schools. Are you doing
that? Is that John's kid?
Mm-hmm. Are they related to the...
I think they are. Maybe cousins, possibly.
Mm-hmm. If they're John's kid, there'd be the... Well, that girl might want to go in there. I think his daughter went here. Yeah, that girl graduated from here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She did. Well,
one Corey Baker's stepdaughter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, John's the actual dad, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Most of them on here were already students here, but we've had a few extra families apply. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. Got a motion made by April. And a second by Reed. All those in favor? All those opposed?
Are we losing any transfers this year, do we know?
Thank you. A few, but I don't know who they are.
Alright, quarterly investment report.
Yeah. It's not like it wasn't its heyday, but it's still pretty good. About 20 grand a quarter. Worth one teacher.
Yeah.
So, still good.
For a little school. Really?
You yeah. had 500, remember?
Huh?
You had 500.
Yeah, I know it.
Been from 2013 to now to get that.
Yeah.
13 years to
get it. Get it right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll show you on the board report where you're going to save a little money.
Okay. Made by Jana and a second by Tori to approve the quarterly investment report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. All right. Board report.
taking in 3.1 million and we spent 2.9. So we're going to come in probably right at it or something pretty close. If you look on page 3, center where the bottom says total functions 71 debt services. And that's $105,000 or $105,000 what we spent. It's on function 71. Next year we won't have that. That's the gym. This was our 15th year. This is our final payment, so we're paying that off. So that's $100,000 we get to put back into that budget.
Cool.
So
good deal.
That helps out. So I took that 100 and I basically moved it down there. Where do we have it? Something about facilities, acquisitions, things like that. You know, we talked about some things you might want to do, so might be able to do some more projects or something. Our 240, I didn't put it on this for budget amendment. We'll need to do it next time. 240 is on page 4 and 5. Page 4 is your revenue for the cafeteria, and page 5 is your expenditure. We've taken in $187,000 from the cafeteria, we spent $195,000. So we are a little bit in the hole. So we'll have to butt the cafeteria because some of the grants Rhonda's done in the past has a fund balance, so we're just going to fund it out of the cafeteria fund balance. It won't come out of your general one.
Okay.
And then the last page 6 and 7, that's your bonds, interest, and sinking. We took in $319,000, and so far we spent $2.9. We have one more payment in August, about $50,000. So, other than that, the board report's pretty good.
Cool.
We're going to put another 50. We got to pay another 50.
Pay another 50, and
yeah.
That's it.
Because right now it looks like we're right. We way over budgeted or way over taxed for what we had. But out of your expenditures August, I still have to pay a $50,000 note.
Oh, okay.
So your expenditures will go from 229 to about 280. And we took in 320, so we were about 40,000 over.
Okay. Okie doke. Got a motion made by Tori and a second by April to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor? Mm-hmm. All those opposed? All right. Motion carried. Consider budget amendments.
I wasn't going to recommend any this month because we're going to do a bunch of them at the end of August, so I was just going to wait.
Okay. Carry on. Consider hazardous transportation route and documentation. Where is it?
I don't have it in there. We've done it for years after years, and I've got it in this board book, so I was just going to keep it. You just approve it because it's the same thing every year.
Okay.
It's the kids yep. across the Highway 84.
Right. Okay.
Nothing's changed.
Need a motion by Tori and a second by April to approve the hazardous transportation documentation as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Consider Zephyr ISD acceptable use policy for technology.
This is the AUP that Wade had made up and added in. I think there's only one little excerpt that he added and changed about AI. And that was the only change it had.
Oh, man. I'm going to reserve my comments on AI. I just, being a tech guy, there's things that just don't need to happen, and that's one of them.
And what you were asking, what it talks about, I looked at the including student names, identification of grades or school records. So Hope, our English teacher, went to a training. Because in the STAR test, they've got like the writing portions that grade them 0 to five or something.
Yeah.
And so you can put those into the system and it can tell you, give you feedback on it, but you try to do it where you don't have anything identifiable with the kid. So right. She went to a training on how to use AI to help the English teacher grade the
writing portion.
The writing portion the way TEA would without.
But see, the first time that they added AI, had the AI grade the writing portion.
Oh, yeah.
They made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
And instead of just getting those retired teachers to get in there and do that, it's a
So it's good as the program.
Basically, I think maybe we just need to take all our writing samples, put them in AI, and if it says it's wrong, and ask it why.
Yeah.
Do it the way that I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I figured the way teachers want it. Let's do it the way that I want it.
That's,
and
yeah.
Then we probably pass it. But I think this, it's targeting the word students, but it's also, as a staff, we have to realize you can't put, you've got to make sure there's no way to track it back with you.
I wonder.
It's a useful, dangerous tool.
It is.
Yes.
Because it can pick up, you know, doesn't it do like algorithms? Doesn't it work like an algorithm sometimes?
I'm sure it does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Picks up phrases and stuff.
It's told me the wrong advice a couple times.
That voice over IP phone system that we're using now came with it for after hours and weekends and stuff, an AI receptionist, and I turned it off. I ain't gonna do nothing to make people mad.
Yeah.
Like, I just put a voicemail.
Right.
Yeah, I called it a couple of times, quizzing it, and it is retarded. And I'm like, won't answer anything right.
All right, so that's it?
Yeah, I'll
make a motion for
that. Yeah, motion made by Jenna, and a second by Reed to approve the use of technology policy as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Consider student code of conduct.
This one is it's the same as last year's for the most part. There wasn't any changes that we made.
No changes?
No changes to it. Not in this. There's a couple in the handbook, but not in the
code. Okay. Got a motion made by Reed, a second by April. To approve the student code of conduct as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. All right. Student handbook.
I think I only had three changes in the handbook from last year to this year. One of them was on the dress code on page 58. It was just
50?
58, yeah.
58.
Just changing the what's acceptable as far as holes in jeans. We're moving it back up from, we had it to where it couldn't be above the knee. We're going to make it to where it's fingertip lengths.
Okay.
So that was one change. And then I had to put in something that the state had about health-related services and what we offer on page 74. So it was, I think I had it highlighted on there. And I just kind of looked at some other handbooks online and similar things that they had. So so there were some just minor ones saying that, you know, we've listed Brenda as our counselor, the local public health authority, and then our local mental health authorities. And then we added something towards about visitors on page 114. students that possibly had gone to school here, might have tried to come up to eat lunch, mm-hmm. even though they should be in school somewhere else. So we kind of put some wording in there to help prevent that from happening. So I think it's highlighted on 114. It just says visitors of high school age will only be permitted entry if they're accompanied by an adult relative of the student they're visiting. They got to come in and come with an adult.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That was it on the handbook.
Got a motion made by Tori and a second by Reed to approve the student handbook as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried.
Yeah, let me see that paper right there.
This one.
Discuss 26-27 preliminary budget and property values as presented by the superintendent.
So if you look at the front page of this, if you look over at the top, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6 columns. 25-26 this year actual amount, that tells you how much you've actually. So the top part up here is revenue, and then the rest of it below it's going to be your expenditures. So current year taxes, you've taken in $531,000 from the individuals in the area. Next year, we're recommending we're going to budget $525. Okay, so the service center helped me. They put it in a spreadsheet and it pops out all these numbers, and we use those numbers that are expected to help populate this budget. But the recommended totals here are the ones you would want to review, and maybe not so much on the revenue because it's all just kind of a guess, but you can look down at the expenditures if you want. It's not near as complicated as it looks when you first glance at it. But revenue totals, if you look at the top half of that page, for this next upcoming year, we're predicting $3,484,000 is what we'll take in. It comes from various different things. I mean, you've got rent house up there. You've got athletic activity. So you've got a lot of different things you're going to get some revenue on. Then when you get into down here and it says this is your first part of your expenditures, and it has an 11 over there, well, now that's pretty much substitute teachers, teacher salaries, after-school tutoring, and it'll break down your teacher salaries because TEA wants you to spend a certain amount in SPED. They want you to spend a certain amount in CTE. They want you to spend a certain amount in Comp Ed, which helps the Title I kids. And so our lady at the service center, I have to work with her, and we go through there and we put in this teacher teaching this class, and what they qualify for. And then they code it out based on that so that we get credit for spending that money that TEA gave us in that category. So, like, for example, you get $400,000 in CTE, they're going to want you to spend 55%. You're going to have to spend $200,000 in CTE. Salaries is one of the biggest ways to spend it. And so if I can say this person taught 5 CTE classes, I can code 5 classes worth of their salary to CTE. And so that lady at the service center, function 11, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. It's going to be who we hire, what step they're on, and where they go. So you're going to spend a lot on that because a lot of our teachers are step 9 to 20. We don't have very many rookies. And so you're going to spend some money there. But then if you get over there to page, 4, now it starts getting into textbooks, workbooks, general supplies, travel meals for Ag, travel meals for FCS, and it'll show you what we spent last year and what we're budgeting this year. And so we tried to, honestly, I usually put in more expenditures than we spent last year, and that way if we don't spend it at the end of the year, that's why you end up with a fund balance. You know, you put it in and say, hey, we're spending X amount, and then you don't spend it, that's a good thing. So. But you can go through here, and it's got it broke down. If you've got questions on it, I can go through it. But in essence, it might just probably bore you to death. Because you got a function in here, so I'll go real quick over the functions with you. Function 11, that's going to be your teaching staff. And then you get over to page, 4? And you'll get into function 12. It's going to be a lot of your library stuff, magazines, library books, general supplies. Everything has to do with library. Function 13, staff development, teacher trainings. You get over here into function 23. That's pretty much high school principal, his secretary. We put the drug dogs under it, graduation awards, things like that. You get to 33 doesn't have a lot. 34 is buses, fuel, general supplies, school bus maintenance, bus driver salaries. Then you get over to function 36, that's your athletics, athletic game officials. We spent $21,942 on them last year. So, general supplies, UIL supplies. So like on the front page in athletics, we brought in $45,000 last year. That's a lot of money. Then you look over on the next page and you can compare it to your expenditures. We spent $23,000, $44,000, and $57,000. So you spent a lot too. So it's never going to wash, but you kind of have a way you can look at your revenue on one page, you can look at your expenditures by category on the other. And you can go over there and look at, 41 would be me, Paula, the school board. 51 is your maintenance, 52 security, and then if you go to page 10, that's where you save your $100,000. Last year we budgeted $105,000 on page 10, and this year we don't have that expense, so we saved it. And so I took it, and where did I put that? Building project, I put $85,000 in building purchase, I put $20,000. Mm-hmm. And I think because we fluffed up some of the stuff and put more expenditures in some areas, I think you'll have even more money to where if we wanted to do something with the sidewalks or something with this over here that we talked about, you might have the option, you know. So, but this is a detailed version. I did this so you could take it home if you want to. I don't know if you want to, but if you do. And then when we come back and do the original one, I'll make it a lot less simple and take out all the little stuff. But anybody got any questions on it? It'll go, if you look at the top left corner up there, when it says 199 in the top left corner and 7, that is your general fund 199, year 2027. Okay, so if you go from page 1 and you go over to page, let's see what page is that on. Page 11, it says 240/7. That's cafeteria 2027. And then it tells you what I'm predicting the revenues, what we predict as expenditures. And then you go over to page 12, and this is 599. This is your bond for the football field. And it tells you what you're predicting for revenues and what you predict for expenditures. So. And what I was planning on doing, because we'll probably talk about, if you look at your this page is in your notebook. This is what I got from the appraisal district. So last year we got $82,185,000 worth of property that we could tax with our 85 cents against. Next year he's predicting $81 million, because like we talked about the other day, you get your homestead exemption for $140,000. Well, now let's just use Corey for example. He's got a business. He can do his $140 on his home. He can do $125 on his business. The businesses haven't ever had that $125. So just
it's all
these
personal property tax, right?
Thing. He was telling me he thought it would be a pretty, not as big a hit for us in Zephyr, but when you start figuring in Brownwood and some of those people like that, it could be a pretty big hit. And then what happens is when it does that, I don't think it's going to affect the schools as much as it's going to affect the cities and the counties and all those, because we get funded by the state. They literally get all theirs from this stuff here, so I think you can see their taxes for cities and counties and things like that tick up just a little bit because of that. But if I understood him right, I'm not 100% sure, you could do the $125,000 for that business and your $140,000 on your house. And I don't think the $125,000, he acted like it hadn't always been there.
No, it's personal property tax, I think is what it is. So basically where the tax is for all your tools and equipment and stuff.
I thought the way I understood him, it was on your value of your building and your shop, and you would even take $125 off of that, just like they do your homestead on your house. If they do that, that'll be great. There ain't nothing wrong with it. But when we do our tax rate this year, I was going to try to drop. We've been dropping that INS a penny or two every year. I was going to drop it another penny, and then drop it another penny, and just slowly try to whittle it down. So, preliminary, this is your preliminary budget. This is why we're doing it, based on these taxes. And I'll probably have some more hard numbers for you after I get back. Because right now there's still some stuff up in the air. I'm working on the price of this.
Okay.
So, and that's pretty much it.
Consider.
Student lunch prices, is that where we're at?
Yes.
Yeah. Consider the student lunch prices for 26-27 school year.
I think we were charging $3.50 and we got to go up 10 cents every year, so Ron was suggesting $3.60.
Got a motion made by Tori and a second by Jana to raise the, what's the, what'd you say, 10 cents?
10 cents.
10 cents to the 360. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Discuss security.
We had a little meeting with Wade the other day, Taylor and I did, and we're going to try to discuss and look at how we do our, reunification.
The what?
A reunification. They're gonna make a tree. They want a tree where it says, here's what I do, here's what Caleb does. And we've kind of got one. But it's something they want a little more details on than what we've had and what everybody's had. And so we're going to do that. And then in January, I've got to go to a public information officer training. That way they kind of train you on what you will say, won't say, will do, won't do. Something didn't happen.
Right.
As the person that would be in charge. So, but I think that's the main thing we need to look at and just talk to our. We did a reunification drill with the kids last year, but another school did it, and they just used their teachers and just kind of worked on it with them instead of including the kids in it.
Right.
And I think that might be more beneficial, less chaos, and the main thing is the teachers need to know what they're doing so that they can be efficient with what they do.
Right.
So that was our plan this year. We talked to Scotty, see if we can do it with maybe just staff or staff day or something.
Okay.
But that's it.
All right. Discuss personnel.
I don't have anything.
Okay, so consider teacher hires. Do we have any?
Kayla Torres hiring for a Lacey spot in here.
Okay.
She was really about the only full-time applicant that we had. We had a part-time teacher we looked at and talked to. But if we hired a full-time, it'd be a lot smoother. And come back making that master schedule. So
did she apply for a transfer with her kids? And at the bottom it said, if I have any openings, please let me know. So.
Yeah, I'm a certified teacher.
We got to talk to you. Would you be interested in this? And she goes, yeah. And I called Caleb and said, she's going to talk to you tomorrow if you want to call her. Mm-hmm. You call her and we hire her.
I'll be doing
it. She seems good.
She seems pretty good. Yeah, exactly. She's excited about it. She was the EC26. But she said, I'm willing to test out and do whatever I need to. So she was really excited. The next day she was up here looking and trying to make plans on decorations and getting stuff ready. And
cool.
So I think she's going to be a good fit.
I think she'll be good. Mm-hmm. And she'll have three kids. She's got two that'll be in pre-K, one in kindergarten.
Right.
She lives just down the road it's in Early's district, but it's out there by that, the access road, kind of that county road.
Was it T's? Access road right where it T's when you
go down a little bit further.
Kind of goes up on that road.
Yeah. She's less than 10 minutes from here. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's
on the highway.
You turn off the highway.
Oh, like your school?
Right there.
Where Missy and them used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert and Katie live in that house now.
Oh, okay.
Their daughter and
Missy and them don't live there?
No, they live out on, they bought a ranch out on 45.
That must be why. After the day, I was like, you live there by the Rhine? And she's like, Rhine? And I'm like, okay.
They bought a place out on 45.
Mm. Yeah, I think she'll be good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I make a motion.
Got a motion made by Jenna and a second by April to hire Ms. Torres as the FCCLA teacher. All those in favor? Mm-hmm. All those opposed? Motion carried. Future business.
Hang on.
Nope, I'm sorry.
I got some stuff listed on there, I think.
Budget, security, athletic policy, tax rate, property insurance.
I think your property insurance might come in a lot better this year. We'll see.
Okay, good deal.
Anything else, Dan? Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
I make a motion.
Got a motion made by Jenna and a second by April for this year. All those in favor? Mm-hmm. All those opposed? Motion carried. You must see me bringing.